The recent conversation or letter with Canada that advised us that the conversation regarding the FNI members, Federation of Newfoundland Indian members, and those of affiliated bands who were part of the 2008 agreement, that whole conversation was being paused came to us as a surprise. We're disappointed with that. We've been talking with government now on this particular side of the overall enrollment file for 28 months. And that was based on an announcement that Minister Carolyn Bennett made in November of 2018, whereby she mentioned or announced exploratory discussions to talk about the veteran side of the file, which would include, for me, members of the military, people in service, RCMP, and veterans of those organizations. And the second piece of that conversation about a new exploratory discussion had to do with Federation of Newfoundland Indian members who maybe never got in the band or who got knocked out of this band. And those are the very people for whom the process toward recognition was started in the beginning. And many of these people, when I refer to the Federation of Newfoundland Indians, actually voted to ratify an agreement to form HALABOO. Now we've left them out or left them behind. And that's the concern that we've had. It was a decision that was made by Canada unilaterally. They never discussed this potential with us. We've been talking, as I said, for 28 months, working in good faith. And this whole situation for us really flies in the face of collaboration, of partnering, of a nation-to-nation discussion or conversation, and yes, flies in the face of the true spirit of reconciliation.
So now, these conversations were going on for some 27 months. How do you think this impacts reconciliation now?
Reconciliation, by its definition for me, the truth and reconciliation, I'll explain it to you and the listeners. The truth side is what happened in the relationship between Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people in Canada, or better yet, what happened in the relationship between Indigenous people and the federal government, and in some cases provincial governments. The reconciliation side of all that is the acknowledgement and the acceptance of what happened with a willingness for atonement and in the spirit of positive change. So the key piece here is a spirit of positive change. So we're not seeing a whole lot of positive change when we get announcements like this from the minister's office saying our conversation is over. And I referred to earlier in this interview about a unilateral decision. It was Canada's decision to move ahead with this without talking to us. We got a letter from the minister's office saying, here's what's going to be done. So, yeah, it does fly in the face, in my opinion, of reconciliation. It's not what we need to be doing. We need to be working together to find reasonable solutions for issues facing Indigenous people and, yes, the government of Canada.
Do you think that there's any chance that these conversations or these discussions will resume anytime soon?
We're hopeful, and in the letter we've written to Minister Miller, copied to the Prime Minister, copied to our provincial MPs in Ottawa, and many others, Premier, again, also to Minister Lisa Dempster, the Minister for Indigenous Affairs and Reconciliation. We've sent these letters to a lot of people to inform them about what's going on here. We're hopeful that the minister will reconsider his position. And in the very last comment we make is a request for the minister to reconsider what's being done here. And hopefully in the next days or weeks, the minister will come back and say, okay, let's talk. And I think this will become a pretty political issue. I'd expect people will be demonstrating, and there may be other things that are happening. And we're here to tell a story that has us concerned. And we've been working in good faith with the government of Canada to try to bring a resolve to these issues. The enrollment process now, we've been battling this process for 11 and a half years. I think it's time for us to get this done. However, with the recent decision by the minister, I can honestly see this court case is dragging out maybe 3 to 5 years. And is that fair to people who were given a commitment by the government of Canada in 2018 to have their situation reassessed? So it's disappointing all around.